Well, first of all, I'm squarely on board for young people, old people, people of all ages, not to be smoking cigarettes, and of course not to be even smoking marijuana because it's a toxin as well. What I said, though, I filled out several candidate questionnaires. I don't believe that the dollar tax on cigarettes is fair. I think it should not be levied against the smoker. I think it should be levied against the manufacturer, or levy the dollar tax against the store owners or the people who selling the cigarettes. I think the people are taxed enough. So we have bag tax, ring tax, bottle tax, gas tax, all those taxes my opponent voted for and led the way in the Maryland General Assembly. So I think you got to be consistent. I am consistently against higher taxes and fees, and that must be the same thing when it comes to cigarette taxes as well. Tax the manufacturer. R.J. Reynolds, tax them $2.
All
It
right,
makes no difference to me.
but if you tax R.J. Reynolds or any other cigarette manufacturer or retailer, what's to stop the manufacturer or the retailer from passing it on to the customers? I mean, that you're going to pay more for cigarettes regardless of who the tax is imposed on.
Well, here, by the way, here's the thing. I don't taxing or making cigarettes higher isn't stopping people from smoking. That ain't the way to go. So, if your end result is to have fewer people smoking, it's already been proven that since cigarettes used to be 39 cents, okay? So there's no correlation between taxing people and people not smoking. There's no correlation whatsoever in that. So that's not the way to go. All that does is just increase financial hardship and burdens on people who are already strapped. No one's for people being addicted to cigarette smoking and tobacco. No one's for that. But I just don't see how, you tell me how making it a dollar more helps.
Understand. You saw the mailer. One of the things they argue is that whereas Nathaniel McFadden isn't, Julius Henson is takes money from tobacco companies and is pro-tobacco. Any reaction to that?
I haven't taken any money from any lobbyists. They're just fabricating, making it up. I mean, you need to go down McFadden's list of people that he's been in bed with. I mean, that's his whole thing. I haven't taken a dime from a lobbyist. Listen, I have plenty of political friends, plenty of lobbyists that I could get money from. I don't do that because I'm not going to do anything for them. I mean, if I'm going to take money from lobbyists, hell, they might as well keep McFadden.
I have to ask, you had wanted to debate Senator McFadden. Has that happened yet, or is that going to happen?
I will go to Cross Keys and debate and where he lives if necessary. He doesn't want to debate because he cannot stand behind that lousy record. We have the more homicides, more fatal shootings, more high blood pressure, more cardiovascular disease, more diabetes, more children out of school, unemployment 15 to 17 to 50 is 50% where I live in my community alone. Broadway and Oliver, the scout people, the neighborhood people who knows everything about neighbors, that community is the 14th worst community in the United States. Fewer people drive there than any place in this country. Can you imagine that? Now, how did that happen? On his watch, he's been here 20 years, there 20 years, in the council for 5 years. No, he doesn't want to debate. Debate what? Infant mortality, even in Lawville and Hamilton, is high, it's off the charts. More people today, this afternoon, got their gas and electric cut off in the 45th district than any place in Baltimore City. Debate what? Schools? What? A million? What? $1 billion for schools? Well, the schools in the 45th lag behind Baltimore City, and Baltimore City schools lag behind the state of Maryland. If our schools are number one, it ain't over here.